Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's a real pleasure to be with you today, and it's a gorgeous day in the Bay Area. If you'd like to join the conversation today, I'd love to hear from you. This is, after all, an interactive talk show. That means that you can call in, you can express your views on the subjects, and you don't have to agree with me. In fact, I prefer people that don't agree so we can have a lively discussion and maybe reach some sort of accommodation where everybody's happy and everybody's comfortable, because, you know, different people have different viewpoints on the same thing. And I think it's a healthy situation when we can have open discussions. I'm not going to yell at anybody. I'm not going to call you names. I'm not going to denigrate you if you happen to disagree with me, because this is America. We're entitled to disagree. That's why we have a First Amendment. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can give me a call, 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call toll-free at 800-507-5569. You know, I suppose I should mention that I have Rob Taylor in the studio with me. He's gotten to be such a fixture that sometimes I forget to introduce him. And
yeah, I thought, you know, maybe I was falling asleep over here. Maybe you didn't see me. I wasn't sure. Did I black out again? Damn it.
I'll reach over and poke you every now and again, make sure you're still alive. How's that?
There you go.
You know, hardly a weekend goes by, but what there's some sort of demonstration somewhere. And some of these demonstrations are in support of President Trump and his policies, but the vast majority are leftist agitators protesting America and normal people. This past weekend, we saw demonstrations and rioting in Charlottesville, Virginia, between white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and the KKK, and the Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups. Now, the original purpose of those demonstrations was to oppose the removal of a Civil War memorial in Charlottesville. And that's what initially brought the people out to protest. You know, we've got, I don't know who's behind it. I would suspect it's Obama's people, you know, holdover leftist racists, because that's what they are. They're the racist. But they're trying to eliminate a whole chapter in this nation's history by removing any references to the Civil War. And I got news for you, folks. The Civil War was a good thing.
Very good thing.
It was a good thing. It did a couple of things. Number one, it established the Union as being both industrial and agricultural. The North was pretty much industrialized at the point. The South was agricultural. And the way the Congress was being run at the time, it was basically detrimental to the agricultural South. That was the initial impetus to secede.
And in fact, the South and the North were having an economic war between the industrialists and the agrarian society.
And, yeah, and that had been going on for a number of years. Yeah,
the term cotton is king in South meant a lot, you know, at the
absolutely
time, right?
But the other thing that came out of it was the abolition of slavery.
Amen, brother.
So we fought a war. About 360,000 Americans died in that war. It was, you know, father against son, brother against brother, et cetera, because the feelings ran so strongly. But We killed off over 360,000 Americans to, among other things, free the slaves.
And that's one race fighting for the liberation of another race, which I can't think of any other country at any other time where that has ever happened.
It has never happened in history. And now we have these leftists out there that are trying to abolish that entire segment of our history that, if anything, we should all be very proud of. But, of course, in today's touchy-feely society, I guess common sense goes out the window real quick. You know, regarding these demonstrations and riots over the weekend, if you listen to the lamestream media tell the story, President Trump personally organized the white supremacists and KKK and the neo-Nazis to attack the peaceful and loving Antifa and Black Lives Matter people because they were standing up for America's real values.
Jim, I'm a little upset. I didn't get Trump's invitation to the racist rally in Virginia.
I didn't either, and I'm disappointed. But, you know, this is what we've been hearing since yesterday. According to the media, it's Donald Trump's fault. He's the one that created all this. And these Antifa and Black Lives Matter people were just standing up for America's values. The thing we've all got to understand is that neo-Nazis are not right-wing. They're still left-wing, just as they were back in the 30s and 40s when they first popped up. They're still playing identity politics, just like the anti-fascists. And just look at what's really happening all around us. If you disagree with the liberal agenda, you now have no right to speak up. You must be shut up. If you disagree, you must be a racist or a homophobe or a fascist. Because that's what the media keeps telling us, isn't it? And while the media and Hollywood and academia and the Democrats in general give their tacit approval to the Antifa movement and the Black Lives Matter group, while condemning normal people, nobody seems to mention that the Antifa people are the real fascists. What they are saying, what they are doing, and what they stand for is nothing more than pure fascism. Yet they call themselves anti-fascists. And the Black Lives Matter group, I've discussed it on a show before, they were formed based upon lies, blatant lies, that were perpetrated by the media regarding the deaths of Trayvon Martin in Florida and Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. So the whole thing is, That whole demonstration, no matter what angle you look at it, the whole thing is based on lies. It's really that simple. Over the past couple days, I've been trying to get a handle on what exactly did happen in Charlottesville, because we already know you can't trust the lamestream media. They lie.
And anyone who's ever been in the news or has been covered by the news, I can tell you right now, there is absolutely very little fact to the story, or the story has been changed to the point where it makes it look different than what was actually happening. I've seen it done myself.
Well, you know, just here locally, over the years.
Right.
Over the years, I've attended many, many events. I've attended countless meetings. And I've seen the reporting that comes out of our daily toilet paper, or not quite daily toilet paper. And I'm not kidding, folks. I go to these meetings and events, and then I read the reports in the toilet paper, and I can't believe that we attended the same event.
Right. They had me speak. I spoke at a meeting a couple of years back that was held by the people who was trying to do that county charter. And the story that they wrote, because there was another event in another part of town where Jody McCaffrey was speaking. Well, if you read the story or the article that the World newspaper, the trash line canner, I mean, you know, trash can liner.
I prefer the not quite daily toilet paper.
There you go.
Because that's all it's good for.
I don't know if I'd use that, Jim. It sounds
well,
like
you get stripes
rash
on your butt.
Right. Well, they had me and Jody McCaffrey speaking at the same event, if you read this article. And that never happened. So,
right.
You know, I called up the reporter and she just says, well, we were writing it as, you know, trying to cover it in one story. Well, you covered it wrong.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I've been trying to get a handle on what really happened back in Virginia this weekend. And there's a number of videos out available. There's some on Twitter, which I don't ever go on. But I tracked down some of the local TV stations in the area. And to make a long story short, I ultimately got access to 9 different videos of the events that transpired in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Right.
And I focused mainly, I guess, on that car that ran into the group of protesters that killed one and injured several others. Now, I don't know. Have you seen any of those videos, Rob?
I have seen the videos, but it was on the news, so, you know.
Yeah, so you can't believe those.
Right.
What I saw was raw video that was taken at the time. It had not been edited.
Right.
On at least 4 of them. The other 5, I'm not real sure about. But they showed, in essence, the same thing, just from different angles. Now here's the part that I don't quite understand, and I wanted to talk about it in more depth today, but I can't because I haven't been able to get sufficient verification on the stuff. But the way it appeared to me in looking at these videos, this guy that drove his car into these protesters, he was under attack prior to driving the car into the group of protesters. In fact, two of the videos I looked at actually showed, and I would assume they were probably Black Lives Matter people, because
right,
most of them were black people, but they were actually climbing on this guy's car. They were jumping up and down on the car. They were banging on the car with sticks and other things.
Right.
And it appeared that they were trying to drag this guy out of the car. And the reason he ran into that group of protesters, he is basically trying to escape.
Right.
Now, that does not absolve him from what he did, though,
right,
simply because it's starting to come out now. And by the time I get home this evening and have a chance to address it again, I'll have more information. But it appears that the guy that drove the car into the protesters is himself a neo-Nazi fascist.
An idiot, for a better lack
basically,
of
terms. Yeah, he's an idiot.
Because anyone who's a fascist is a collectivist, and collectivism is a form of communism.
It's just one step away.
Right.
But, you know, this guy was part of the white supremacy group.
Another stupid idea. Jim,
yes.
I know plenty of white people, and they're not superior to dirt, okay? So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, whatever happened to the America where we were all Americans and
right.
You know, I'm going to kind of get to that later in the show, but you know, the bottom line here. Well, before I get into that, I just looked at the clock. I better take a break.
You talk too long. That's
I talk too long. I get running off at the mouth.
Yep.
And I don't watch the clock. So let's take a break. Here's from some of our fine sponsors. And I want to know what you think of these riots. You know, it's the only thing that's been on the news for the past several days. So I don't think there's anybody out there that isn't aware of it now. But what do you think about this? Give me a call here, 541-267-2124. Let's discuss it, and I'll be right back.
Always the right tire, always the right price, Car West Tire. Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto. Rather than attempting to brave those risky back roads with wore-out tires, maybe you should consider an upgrade. If you're ready to enjoy some winter off-roading, then it's time to pay a visit to Far West Tire and Auto, your Bay Area BF Goodrich tire dealer. Stop by and check out our selection of BF Goodrich tires at Far West Tire and Auto, Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Think about this. What makes you want to buy a vehicle you're looking at? Is it the price, style, comfort, the color? Sure, these are important and main factors, but what about during the process? What about after the sale? Jim, the owner of Jim Vic Auto Sales, believes customer service and a sales staff that does everything they can to help you is just as important, if not more. That's why Jim says,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Jim Vic Auto Sales on the corner of Virginia and Broadway and online at jimvicautosales.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, on this demonstration in Charlottesville, the guy that organized that, he's a white supremacist. His name's Kessler. It's come out now, and you probably won't ever see it in the lamestream media, but it came out that this guy was an Obama supporter. He was also... One of that group that was protesting the one percenters. It's only recently that he decided he was a white supremacist. So this guy's been a piece of crap for a long time.
I guess he was disappointed in the Obama administration, so he became a supremacist to counter, I guess, the ignorance and his own ignorance. So yeah.
And here's the bottom line. Now, I may be wrong because I'm going by news reports from local papers and local TV stations and videos that I viewed that were taken by some of the local news organizations in that area. But as nearly as I can tell, and I went through those things over and over and over, and I read the articles numerous times, it appears that the demonstration was pretty peaceful until the Black Lives Matter people and the Antifa people started throwing things at the white supremacists. So it was the darlings of the left that actually started the violence.
And that's to be expected anytime you have those protests. That's what we've seen in Seattle. That's what we've seen in Portland. And the thing is, and I'm not discounting the fact that these guys showed up with bats, they had brass knuckles, they had helmets, they looked like they were, you know, I've been...
Well, and they also, one of the things I picked up on, they had a whole bunch of soda cans that they filled with cement, and they were throwing those at the original protesters.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, how would you like to be hit with a soda can full of cement? That would probably smart pretty good.
And the reason they did that is to get it through any security line that they were
Exactly. They could walk around, look like they're drinking a Coke or something, and actually it was a can full of cement, and they used those to basically attack the other demonstrators.
Yeah, I've done many protests in my lifetime. The largest one I ever did in Albuquerque was over 3,000 people, and I don't remember anyone showing up with sticks, helmets, bats, brass knuckles, none of that. And it was a peaceful protest. So
yeah, see, the other thing they were also throwing balloons that were filled with urine.
I heard about that one. I think I'd rather be hit by the cement.
Yeah, probably. We do have a caller. We have Daniel from Myrtle Point. Daniel, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm doing fine today, Jim. First off, I have to say that you look better on radio than you do on your internet page.
Thank you. I have a face made for radio.
That's right. That I probably do too. I think I have a fairly simple solution.
Okay.
If these people are insistent on erasing our history the history of the Civil War and the Confederacy and everything up about it, then in exchange for them to erase that,
right,
we get to erase any reference of racism that ever occurred in this country.
Well,
George Orwell's 1984,
right,
the Department of Truth or Newspeak.
Yes. Yes. You know, you're one of those unique people that actually reads and studies things. That's getting to be quite uncommon nowadays. You know, referencing George Orwell. I think I've read that book probably a dozen times.
The only problem with the book is the author did become a communist in the end.
Well, he did, but there's a line in that book that stuck with me over the years. It says, "He who controls the present also controls the future and the past."
Right.
And when
you have all of these people who want to change history,
right,
or change it to what it should have been or what they didn't like, they're messing up with the entire culture. I mean, okay, we had slavery, but guess what? We eliminated it.
Well, yeah, we got over it.
We had inherent racism in the system, and guess what? We have been trying to solve it.
Amen,
and
right.
So give us credit for that and accept us that we're only human. We have faults, but we are improving. But they will never let go of the fact that they want to be a victim of one sort or another. And they just, okay.
Basically, you just...
I don't know. Whatever they want to call it, I'm white. Sorry.
Well, you just pretty much described what's happening in the country right now. You know, they want to destroy the culture. They want to destroy history. Another quote from George Orwell in the book 1984, and I remember this because I think it applies to me. It says, "In an age of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act." And I get accused of truth crimes all the time. You know, heaven forbid I come here and tell the truth. We can't have that.
No, can't do that.
But what, you know, somewhere along the line, we've got over 360,000 dead Americans that fought so the black people wouldn't be slaves anymore. What about those people? Have we totally forgotten about them? Did they die for nothing?
Does anybody? I mean, I've always wanted to question, what was the ratio of number of people who gave up their lives for the number of blacks that were freed from slavery?
Well, at the time of the beginning of the Civil War, there were roughly 4 million slaves in America. It was slightly less than 4 million. Now, I haven't completed the research, so I can't talk in depth yet, but... the initial number of slaves that were transported to North America from Africa was only about 250,000. The reason we had just under 4 million was because we got those slaves here. And, of course, they had children, which created more slaves. And that's how the number got up to near 4 million. But we only actually imported about 250,000 slaves from Africa. And I want to remind everybody... You probably know this, Daniel, but the slave trade, the African slave trade, was initiated by Muslims. Muslims went to the coastal tribes in Africa and paid them to go make war on some of the tribes inland and take the men and boys and the young girls. They didn't take older women. But the men and the boys and the young girls... to enslave them and bring them to the coast, and they sold them to the Muslim traders who worked in conjunction primarily with the Dutch to transport them to the New World. But
and none of them were transported here under the American flag. This was all done by Europeans before.
No, it was the Dutch primarily,
right,
that brought them to America. But for about a 90-year period, the the Muslim slave traders on the coast of Africa supplied slaves to the entire world, Europe, Asia, and ultimately North America.
And one other thing that's forgotten was that there were thousands of Irish slaves. They
were
indentured servants.
Exactly.
And they were brought over, but nobody talks about them.
Yeah, we call them great-grandma. That's what I call them.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
probably on my side, too.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing was, it wasn't just Irish. There were a lot of people that came to America as indentured servants. And that indenture, normally it was a seven-year indenture. And during that 7 years, those people were, for all practical intents and purposes, slaves.
Well, here's the thing. They had laws that actually told you the way you had to care for slaves, people who were actual slaves. They didn't have those same protections for indentured servants.
No,
so the slaves there were regulations on how you had to care for them, where the indentured servants didn't have those same protections. So, you know, which is worse. So,
yeah.
And let's extend this to modern day, in that when you have the Democrats and the liberals supporting illegal immigrants coming in,
right?
It's just a form of slavery.
Well, the only
good
thing
point.
They don't care about those people. All they care about is their vote. They're trying to create another victim group. Because if you look at the Democrat Party, basically consists of a hodgepodge of professional victim groups.
It's like an episode of SUV. That's what it, you know, Law and Order. SUV.
Right. Yeah.
That's what it is.
So, we still have slavery. Well, look at what happens. Look at what happens when a black person gets off the Democrat reservation. They're automatically vilified as Uncle Toms, and they're chastised by not only the white Democrats, but the black Democrats as well.
There's a new book out called The False Black Power, where it talks about how one of the reasons that the Irish and the blacks didn't advance as many other groups, such as the Protestants who came here, is instead of going for financial power, which eventually gives them political power,
right,
they strived for political power, and they didn't get as advanced as the people who strived for economic power, showing that economy or economic freedom is much more important than political power.
Exactly.
And I thought that was great, to showing why many of the blacks are still in the same situation that they're in. And
And again, it's Democrats that basically destroyed the black culture in this country.
And you know, we were talking about what's happening in Virginia and a lot of the other southern states like Georgia, where they're taking down these statues and stuff.
Right.
It's not more like a Big Brother. It's more like Fahrenheit 451, which was written by a liberal. And they're erasing the history the same way, you know, that book depicts how they erase books. And, you know, and each person was required to remember some literary novel, and that's how they kept the memory alive.
And then you couple all of this with the fact that our government-run schools, which aren't schools, they're indoctrination centers, they don't really teach history anymore. So it's not at all surprising that there's a lot of people out there that don't even know that anything's going on.
And you know what's even worse is that white people, they've been told that they've had white privilege, and these are poor kids in poor schools trying to figure out where that privilege comes from.
Exactly. Are you still there, Daniel?
Yes, I still am.
Okay.
So, well, I think I got my word in, and panic, chaos, and disorder, my work is done.
I like it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. And with that, we need to take a break here, and let's give something away. How's that? Everybody hates it when I give stuff away. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in Walmart and one in Reedsport. And they are offering to my listeners exclusively some freebies. I have in my hot little hand a card for one free dessert of your choice, another one for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, One for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner, extra value meal. It's great if you got kids. And one free sandwich of any kind of your choice, as well as a sheet of coupons. Or they're basically buy one, get one free. And this is to promote McDonald's new thing. They call it their signature crafted recipes. They've got like a sweet barbecue bacon burger, a maple bacon Dijon burger, pico guacamole chicken, guacamole chicken, and a deluxe chicken sandwich. Anyway, I'm going to give all this stuff away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, to win all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. Then I'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. How do you save money on brake work? Not by skimping, say the experts, who claim a bargain brake job seldom is a bargain. Instead, they say, invest in the best brake service available, drive sensibly, and of course, practice preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance includes a periodic inspection of brake components to stay ahead of excessive wear of your brake rotors and drums. If you have squeaky brakes, they may be getting worn out and need to be replaced.
Make it a point now to have your brakes checked by Tom's Bulldog Automotive. They'll make sure your brakes are working properly and your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call them at Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 3rd year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
Hey, have you heard about McDonald's new signature crafted recipes? You choose the meat, beef, crispy buttermilk chicken, or grilled chicken. You choose the bun, artisan roll, or sesame seed bun. And you choose the recipe of your choice, including pico guacamole, sweet barbecue bacon, or maple bacon Dijon. New taste sensations crafted just for you. Only at your locally owned McDonald's restaurants in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Reedsport.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Here's the bottom line, folks. This riot last weekend, all of the violence, as nearly as I can determine, was initiated by the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter people. And don't forget, with all the vilification we're getting from the mainstream media now, not a damn one of them mentions the fact that the KKK, which figures prominently into the news stories, the KKK was originally a Democrat organization.
The Dixiecrats.
Yeah.
Remember the Dixiecrats?
The Dixiecrats. They're the ones that were the KKK.
I'm from Texas, and I've got relatives who were old-time Democrats way back in Texas and Louisiana, and I guarantee you go into some of their old closets, you can find a few of them white sheets.
Oh, yeah.
We laugh at them.
It's funny how the KKK is so evil, but they no longer associate it with the Democrats, even though it's a Democrat organization. And, you know, I think most normal people are getting pretty sick of the self-righteous, breast-beating leftists moaning and whining all the time about the shame they bear for being Americans. They claim to have become wealthy on the backs of the oppressed. As if no American ever worked for anything himself, right? They whine that America's treated its women badly. Its natives are even worse, and that the poor are still poor, and the rich, heaven forbid, are still rich. Shame on us. Really? So I want to take score on some of this. This is a little bit of a history lesson that you're not going to hear from any of the government indoctrination centers. From the early European colonization efforts until now, Western society in North America has only existed a little over 500 years. And as a nation, the United States has only been in business for 241 years, about which the average college student knows very little because they don't teach anything. However, said students seem to be absolutely certain that we don't measure up to some unstated scale that they've set for national behavior, and despite their lack of historical expertise and the fact that they're all dumber than rocks, they seem sure that our sins are mostly buried in our deep, dark past. Slavery, of course, comes to mind, though the average liberal seems to be unaware that only 1.4% of Americans ever owned slaves. Think about that. Only 1.4% ever owned slaves. And that only about 250,000 slaves ever arrived in North America from Africa. In fact, in 1860, when the slave population was at its highest, there were still less than 4 million slaves. And here's something that you'll never hear from the lamestream media or from our so-called institutions of higher learning. About 20,000 slaves were owned by other black people. Did you know that? Black people owned slaves, about 20,000 of them. Now, none of this mitigates the fact of slavery. But to hear these leftists tell the story, you'd think our entire economy was built on the forced labor of 250,000 black people. And the left ignores the fact that a little over 360,000 Union soldiers were either killed, wounded, or in prison trying to stop slavery. Where's the credit there? But even before slavery, we Americans were just awful. Just ask any kid coming out of college right now. When Columbus and subsequent explorers landed in the New World, they brought with them smallpox and other diseases for which the natives had no immunity. That they didn't do this on purpose seems not to alleviate our white privileged European guilt. White privilege. I wonder about white privilege. You know, I'm a white guy. And I'm still trying to figure out where my privilege lies, because everything I've got, everything I've ever had, I worked for. I didn't take government handouts. I got up in the morning and I went to work, as most people do. And I failed to understand how I'm so privileged when I was getting my butt out of bed in the middle of the night to get up and go to work and earn enough money to pay my bills and fulfill my obligations, while whole bunches of other people were lined up at the welfare office or sniveling and whining because they couldn't get a job because they were too damn stupid to be able to do the work. So where's this privilege come from? I don't understand it. You know, some historical events do sully our history. We got the Salem witch trials, the Trail of Tears, of course, the massacre at Wounded Knee, the decimation of the Great Plains herds of buffalo. There was both carelessness and evil in those events, but most were perpetrated as isolated incidents, and none were stated policy of the majority of the people of the United States. These were just things. You can go through the history of any people, anywhere in the world at any time, and you find some bad stuff. It's built into human nature. But the difference is it institutionalized, or are they just events that took place due to either carelessness or greed? It's true that in our free enterprise economic system, some people become very rich and others remain poor, which to normal people sounds a whole lot better than everybody being poor. But to a leftist, it's a situation that's just not tolerable, that our poor have hot and cold running water and electricity and heat and air conditioning and TVs and phones and cars and access to food from all over the world. That doesn't seem to matter.
In fact, you can name all the royalty probably from 100 years, probably maybe from 50 years back in any other country, and the poor people in America live better and have access to better foods, better medicine, better technology than all the royalty that has ever lived in history.
Well, and we hear all this crap about the enlightened Europeans. Now, I've been to Europe. I've traveled extensively in Europe. I didn't go to the five-star hotels. I was out amongst the people. Mm-hmm. I can tell you from firsthand experience, folks, the middle class in Europe is just about the same as what we call poor people in this country. In fact, poor people in this country have access to more technology, more varieties of food, and a greater freedom to move upward in the economic scale than any place else in the world.
In fact, look at our plumbing. Our plumbing here, you can, almost every family has their own bathroom, where Europeans,
yeah,
they have four or five families sharing one bathroom.
I mean, and that's the norm.
That's the norm.
So, but the big difference in America, over any country in the world, this is both past and present, is that we all have an opportunity to climb out of poverty if we so desire. You know, I wasn't born rich. I'm not rich now. Most of the people I know that are successful started out as pretty much lower middle class, and they work their way up. Because in America, if you're willing to work and use your head a little bit, you can get ahead, and you can't do that in
right.
most other countries.
And what's great about America is that even if you don't want to chase the almighty dollar, you can still live a good life.
Yeah.
In middle-class America and be happier than 90% of the world.
Exactly. But here's some of the indictments that we hear from the leftists all the time. You know, most of this stuff so far in the past, we can't do anything to change it anyway.
Right.
They're trying to hold us accountable for something that none of us alive today has had any part of, which is a bunch of crap. We're not any worse off than the general muddle that human beings have been making of history since the dawn of time. And most of this is, most of the whining and sniveling that we hear from the left is a result of cherry picking, Marxist twisting of history. But what's really disturbing is the things that this country is guilty of right now, things that land squarely in the left-wing lap, are what we should be concerned about. We shouldn't be concerned about what happened 100 years ago. We should be concerned about the crap that's being foisted upon us right now today by the leftists. So why aren't we concerned? And I just looked at the clock. We got to take another break.
They come so fast.
They come so fast. I've got so much to talk about. I try to squeeze it in, and sometimes I get carried away and forget that we got to pay the bills. So we're going to take a break. I'll be back in a couple minutes. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call, 541-267-2124, and talk to you in a minute.
Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, makes pawn loans on firearms, gold and silver coins, and jewelry. World Pawn Exchange is also happy to buy, sell, and trade from their huge inventory of new and used firearms. And with their extensive variety of items, from tools, electronics, musical instruments, and more, World Pawn Exchange is also a great place to shop for yourself or others. So stop by World Pawn Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, and let's make a deal.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Gibbs RV is posting big discounts on all remaining 2017 model travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. New Wildwood travel trailers, only $12,995 with four to choose from. Stop by Gibbs RV and see the largest selection of RVs on the entire Oregon coast. Discount prices posted in the windows, and we take trades on everything. Easy financing and huge selection. Only at Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay. Online at gibsrv.com. Gibbs RV Superstore.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, with all the whining about how bad America is that we're hearing from all these various victim groups, you know, we're alive now, and we can do something about our current national sins. But instead, they want to harp on things that happened years and years and years, decades, even centuries ago, that we can't do anything about. You know, it doesn't seem to bother liberals that cities like Detroit and Baltimore, New Orleans, these were once powerful, prosperous cities, but they're now, after decades of Democrat rule, physical and moral disasters. They're mere ruins of their former selves. And why isn't the media pointing the fingers on that? You know, nobody seems to be particularly worried about what's happened to the black family. They moan and complain about what happened over 200 years ago, but not a word about today. Over 70%, this is scary, folks, over 70% of black babies are born out of wedlock. That's over two-thirds of black males growing up without fathers who no longer need to be there for their families because the government has taken over their responsibility for supporting their children.
Well, I'll tell you what, anytime I got out of line, the government wasn't there to swat me on the ass and make sure I got right back in line.
No. You know, black youth are gunning each other down in their own neighborhoods. Look at Chicago, for God's sake.
Right.
A weekend does not pass in Chicago, but what we have 10 or 12 people killed and tens of people wounded through violence.
And you notice they didn't speak any of much of that on the news this week. They talked about the riot that happened in Virginia.
Right.
Chicago, yeah. More people died in Chicago than what happened in Virginia.
But here's the bottom line, folks. America did this to these people when Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty swooped in to make dependence out of a vital portion of America. Therefore, all these inner city black people are still slaves. But we've taken from them the dignity of work. And that's something we really should be guilty about. And it happened on our watch. We're all at fault. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our sponsors. And, of course, you're going to hear more propaganda and blatant lies from the lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, and I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I was talking about poor people in last hour, and you know, the poor people in this country are not the same as poor people in other countries. What we consider poor would be solidly middle class in most places in the world. But one of the things that we have done in this country that I think is absolutely horrible, we've actually trapped the poor people in this country by forcing them into our failing government schools. You know, it's extremely difficult these days for the average middle-class white kid to get a really good education. But the people in the inner cities, the kids there, they don't have a chance at all. And yet liberals fight tooth and nail to keep at bay efforts to free them with school vouchers and charter schools so that they can get an education, pull themselves up out of poverty. And we've got Democrats that are fighting against it. You know, and of course we've got the teachers and their unions that, regardless of all the rhetoric, they care a hell of a lot more about their jobs and their salaries than they do educating our children. See, we got a school bond issue, a measure coming up. I don't think it's settled whether it's going to be on November ballot or a special ballot in January, but it's more of the same crap. Schools wanting more and more money while failing to educate the kids.
And did you just see that news article that they sent out where they're talking about where they're receiving more money for Oregon public schools, but yet they're having to cut the staff and people in the schools because they're still paying for the people who've retired on PERS?
Yes, which is a scam to begin with. We'll do another show on that. But, you know, what we've done in this country, we've promoted, both with governmental policy and by cultural rot, a broad spectrum of sexual immoralities, which have further destroyed the family and the stability and prosperity that strong families have traditionally brought to society. During the Obama administration, we left Iraq high and dry for Iran and ISIS to set up shop. We destroyed civilization in Libya and aided and abetted Syrian rebels who turned out to be ISIS. 20 million people in the Middle East have been displaced, and 500,000 Christians, Jews, and Yazidis have been brutally murdered.
Remember the Arab Spring.
The Arab Spring. Rape and the taking of sex slaves is endemic, and the world hasn't seen the current level of brutality in 1,000 years. And yet, we have Democrats standing up in front of TV cameras supporting the peaceful Muslims. The peaceful Muslims that have killed 500,000 Christians, Jews, and Yazidis, and making excuses for them. Crucifixion's back, as are beheadings and immolation. In turn, Europe has been inundated with these Middle Eastern refugees, and it's never again going to be the Europe that we think we've known.
They're changing not only the basis of their communities and their society, but they're changing the genetics of the people alone.
Yeah. And here's the scary part. All of this has happened in the last 8 years under President King Barack Hussein Obama. And then, of course, in the name of Mother Earth, that's our new goddess. You know, we've done away with Christianity and God and Jesus. We've done away with all that. The new goddess is Gaia, Mother Earth, and a demigod called the Snail Darter. We've destroyed the economy and the hard work of generations of Americans by cutting off the water supply to family farms. Drive through the dead orchards in the San Joaquin Valley down in California, and you can see the devastation that this has caused. And remember when California would not release water to the farmers because of some silly fish that nobody ever heard of?
I can't even remember the name of the fish.
I can't either, but...
It destroyed farms and families.
They put family farms, some of them that were over 100 years old,
right,
put them out of business.
And you know what they did in the process? They've strengthened corporate farms, which now are benefited by by the lack of competition from the family farms.
Exactly. And then, of course, we've got the man-made climate change scam that's being jammed down our throats. And in spite of the hard science that indicates there has been no warming of the planet for at least the past 15 years. That's hard science. That I can prove that. I will be happy to debate any of you knuckle-dragging global warming idiots, and I'll bring real facts, and you bring whatever you want to bring, and we'll have a discussion and find out who's on top. You know, almost daily we're propagandized with stories based upon data that's already been proven false, telling us that we're all going to die if we don't destroy our economy and move back into the 1800s. That's where we're at today. And don't forget, NASA, the UN Global Climate Initiative, the Marxist college professors, lying Democrats, so-called climate scientists, most of whom are actually political scientists, and we've got the Hollywood twits and the fake news media. They've all conspired to mislead and misinform the people. And they've all been proven with factual data to be lying through their teeth.
And you know, there's a really a good sign. They just had the release of Al Gore's, the sequel to his movie.
It didn't do well at the box office.
Yeah, it didn't do very well at all. In fact, I think he was 15 out of all the new releases. And
here's an interesting little tidbit. This is part of the vast array of useless knowledge that I've acquired. The Earth's mean temperature right now is 0.1% cooler than it was when Al Gore's first movie came out. So the planet is actually cooled, but he's still whining that we're all going to die. But, you know, none of these national sins, though, come even close to the lives that we've taken using taxpayer money before they even got started. Most estimates put the number of aborted babies since Roe v. Wade took effect in 1973 at somewhere around 60 million children. 60 million children have been murdered.
Maybe one of them could have cured cancer,
well,
could have cured AIDS.
Who,
you know,
who would those tiny people have become?
Right.
You know? What gifts would they have brought with them? What effect has this had on the black community, which has been hit especially hard by the presence of Planned Parenthood in black neighborhoods? And we've all been complicit in all this.
Well, not only complicit, we're participating by not you and I, but a lot of people out there who agree with this system and want to continue on with it. And it's sad to watch fathers out there, young men, and I see this all the time. If you ever watch Judge Judy, there would be a young black man in there, or any young man, and he's talking about the 8 kids that he has by 4 different women, and he's not paying any money to support them.
No child support, no nothing.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I see this time in and time again, and I can't understand how anyone could call themselves human and not have a conscience to realize what they're doing to their own offspring. That's almost satanic in a way, and I'm not even a great believer in the devil here. So
yeah. Well, and then you add into that the selling of baby parts, and the cruelty of the methods used to do these abortion just makes you want to barf. And we allowed this to happen.
Right.
It's our own fault.
Yeah, abortion now, you could take a baby and walk it to McDonald's and kill it afterwards. I mean, that's how far the abortion has gone.
Yeah. But, you know, we've driven God out of our schools. We've allowed drugs to be brought across the borders. We've sexualized our children. We've got a lot to atone for, and a lot of this can be fixed and can be stopped. But before we do that, we have got to stop wallowing in this pointless guilt that isn't going to help anybody, and we need to get on with undoing the damage that we ourselves have done and making these things as right as we can for those that have suffered under our own stupidity. You know, twice, this country elected Barack Hussein Obama king.
Right.
And a lot of what's happened on his watch because of his policies. And despite what the lamestream media might be trying to hammer into our heads right now, the latest installment of America's ongoing racial nightmare is simply more of Obama's legacy rearing its ugly head. You know, I've mentioned this on several past shows. Obama and his wife, Mooch, went out of their way to keep the racial pot stirred the whole time that he was in office. And the boiling hatred we're now experiencing, as common sense should be screaming at us all, has little to do with the paltry 7 months of Donald Trump. We had 8 years of Obama to get into this hole, and now they're blaming Donald Trump for it, who's only been in office for 7 months. But if you're insisting that our nation's current unrest is attributable to Trump, I'm actually going to agree with you. You know? But I'm going to agree insofar as the liberal media and entertainment using them in lathering up the mindless liberal numbskulls that get their values, history, and political science from Saturday Night Live and Comedy Central.
And not a one of them can list one single right that they lost since the president has taken
one,
office.
But they're out there whining. Nevertheless, it was blatantly inflammatory oratory at one of the several black college convocations or their never-ending, determinedly racial agitating commentary following some white guy, either a cop or a commoner, defending himself against a formidable black combatant. The Obamas never missed a trick in pointing out our differences of skin color. And their arguments for never letting that difference rest were never any deeper than that. It was pure racial hatred that they tried to instill into the country, and by and large they were pretty successful at accomplishing that. 8 years of reawakening a racial wound that was aching to heal is what we got from Obama. And worse than that, that whole senseless conflict was freshly opened and promoted to the few generations who'd not been introduced to Dr. Martin Luther King while he was alive, or what had necessitated his ministry of arbitration and reconciliation to America. You know, we hear all this talk about Martin Luther King. We've even got a Martin Luther King Day, but nobody's paying any attention to that anymore. And a lot of these younger people that are out demonstrating and raising hell and telling us how horrible racism in America is, they're not even old enough to remember what we went through back then.
And the thing was Martin Luther King practiced the Gandhi style of protesting.
Right.
It was nothing but peaceful.
Protest, peaceful resistance.
And if you look at the pictures, the women, the children, the men were all dressed in suits, their Sunday clothes.
Yeah.
They were dressed really nice, professional people. It was beautiful. And when, you know, they sent in the dogs and the water hoses, we were just as disgusted by it as anyone else.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so these people, this new generation, what they're complaining about is something that is only a construct in their own mind. It's a hobgoblin that doesn't even exist.
No. Do you remember this? It was barely 2 years. Well, before I get into that, let's take a break here. So these breaks keep sneaking up on me.
They do.
We got to pay the bills. So we're going to take a break. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call, 541-267-2124. We'll be right back.
It's time to play Coos Trivia.
I'll take Coos Business for $200, please.
Question, who is Jim Vick?
The owner of Jim Vick Auto Sales on Broadway in Virginia in North Bend.
Correct! What year did Jim Vick get into the car business?
Easy, 1961.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
It's true. Did you know I just bought my pre-owned BMW from him?
I've noticed some great-looking Mercedes and Lexus models on the lot as well. I need to head down there now.
You do. And remember, Jim says,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto. I was wondering how your tires are holding up on the wet, slick roads out there. If you are ready for a new set of tires, stop by Far West Tire and Auto, where you can get up to $140 back in rebates when you purchase four select Goodyear tires. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Does anybody remember, is barely 2 years into Obama's administration, I'm never going to forget it, it was called Beat Whitey Night, and that happened at the Iowa State Fair.
I'm sorry, did you say
Beat Whitey Night?
And we're not talking about Whitey Bulger, we're just talking about Whiteys.
No, we're talking about white people. This actually happened.
Okay.
It was at the Iowa State Fair, and the reason it sticks in my mind, I grew up in Iowa,
right.
So it's near and dear to me. But Beat Whitey Night was a bunch of teenage black kids that were running around the fairgrounds in Des Moines and randomly physically beating up white fairgoers. And the media just sloughed it over. That night they actually downed two white police officers that tried to settle down the mob after it had attacked and severely beaten one guy.
Right.
And then shortly after that, not too long after Obama's melodrama of publicly adopting Trayvon Martin, remember that?
Oh yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. Good, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
And the new Black Panthers, They felt secure in offering a dead or alive bounty on the white man that they had declared guilty in Martin's death.
And not only that, they were intimidating voters, and I forget what state that was, where they were standing in front of the polling stations with batons.
That was in New York.
New York, well, of course.
New York City.
Blasio.
Yeah, huh? Gee, what a surprise. But, you know, Trayvon Martin's death became a circus for Obama's racist platform, and they just ran with it, and But the new Black Panthers actually offered a dead or alive bounty on Zimmerman, the guy that he killed Trayvon Martin because Trayvon Martin had him on the ground beating his head on the sidewalk.
You mean
golly? I can't understand why.
Can't understand why. You mean the guy they described as a white Mexican? I think.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone. We've got Lynn in Coos Bay. Lynn, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind?
Well, everyone's complaining about white supremacy, and I don't understand why they can't see the black supremacy, the gay supremacy, the eco supremacy. I can't understand why we can't come together as a people, as one nation, under God with liberty for all.
Well,
I think all lives matter.
Have you ever heard the old term divide and conquer?
Yes.
That's exactly what's happening in America. The liberals, and it isn't just Democrats, there's liberals of all stripe, but what the liberals have done is they have tried to compartmentalize people into various groups. You know, to them, individuals no longer exist. Every individual has to be a member of a group.
For social justice.
Right. And the way liberals view this is every one of those groups is in some way, shape, or form oppressed by the majority, although they haven't defined what that majority is. But you know, they're all oppressed. And the whole thing is... and. I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I sincerely believe that the whole exercise is to destroy the America that we have known, that became the greatest country in the history of mankind, that offered the most opportunities for individuals that have ever been offered throughout human history, and they want to destroy that because they want to be in control.
Jim, it's worse than that. The president said he was going to change America, fundamentally change America.
And he did.
And what he did is we used to be a society that was predicated on individual rights, and now we're a society predicated on government authority.
It's groupthink.
Groupthink.
Groupthink. Yeah. So.
Yes. I agree. I just don't understand why it's so hard for people to get along with each other and why they put so much energy into hating anyone who's different. This is America. That's not what we're based on.
Well, you've got to remember, Lynn, that we the people are under constant attack now. Our young people are being attacked in academia. They're being attacked through Hollywood. We've got a corrupt fake news mainstream media that is a lot more concerned about maintaining a narrative than they are telling people what's really going on. The Democrat Party itself, they're having internal problems because a lot of the Democrats think they're not liberal enough. They're not taking enough of our money. They're not destroying enough of our rights. They need to soup things up and turbocharge their actions so that we basically become a nation of mind-numb robots that respond to every single word that issues from the mouth of a liberal. And that's what they're after, and it's our fault.
Yeah, well, they make the most noise, but I truly believe that there's more people that think for themselves than believe everything they hear coming out of a box.
I agree with you on that. Agree with you on that.
Yeah, I do too. You know, the problem is that it takes if we're gonna save America, and when I say we, I don't mean me. I mean the people. The people that own this country.
You're going to lunch.
The
You're not
true Americans.
Yeah. Yeah. If we are going to save America, we need to get over, or well, we need to have a certain type of person. We've got to have people that don't care if somebody attacks them, that has pretty thick skin, that has the ability to look these people dead in the eye and tell them where to go. And unfortunately, human nature is such that most people don't like to be criticized. They don't like to be reviled publicly. They just don't want the heat. So what they do is they just stand back from it all and let things happen. And then they turn around after everything's already happened and snivel and whine. Well, they can't do that. How could that have happened? Well, it's really simple. Because you didn't do anything. And we're all equally guilty.
Yes. Well, I believe Donald Trump is doing an excellent job. And I believe that the speech he made on what happened in Charlotte was brilliant. It was perfect.
I agree. But, however, have you looked at the lamestream media's take on his speech? It was nothing but criticism. Well, he didn't say this, or he didn't do that, or... you know, not a peep out of him about, wow, he nailed it. He named the perpetrators. He said that we won't tolerate this. But he didn't hear that from the mainstream media. Right. All you heard was, well, I think that Trump's the one that personally organized this whole demonstration. And, you know, and it was Donald Trump. It was Donald Trump that convinced that guy to get in his car and run into that group of protesters.
And you know what really ticks me off there is that the Republicans, who could not pass a repeal, a simple repeal of a bill that they had already voted on at least, I don't know,
50 times.
Mm-hmm. And yet they're the ones who are criticizing. There are people in the Republican Party criticizing Trump for what he said on Saturday, which didn't we criticize for Obama for coming out too early and making statements in which he didn't know the facts to?
Yeah, you can't have it both ways.
We couldn't criticize Obama. He was black.
Of course, if you said anything negative against Obama, you ready for this? Here it comes. Racist!
Yep.
We're all
yep.
racists!
Yep.
Actually, I'm a racist. I think Rob is way too white.
I am way too white. I yeah. burn under a heating lamp at McDonald's.
but see, this is what we've come to, and the only way we're going to ever get out of it and save this country is for people to say, okay, I don't care what they say about me. You can vilify me all you want. You know, as long as you don't put your nasty little fingers on my body, I'll allow you to continue to live.
And that's the part that's changing. See, when you know, when I was talking about protest, you could go out and have a protest and have a counter protest without the violence that I'm seeing now. I mean, when we went out and we marched against the war in Iraq, because I did support the military action in Afghanistan, but I never thought we should have gone to Iraq. And I think we're paying for part of that now.
We are.
And so when I marched against that, there were counter protests and we were right up next to each other on the sidewalk, and nobody, I mean, there were a little bit of spit flying, but nobody was batting each other. Nobody was hitting each other. And we just, Kurt called each other names and walked on.
And you see,
that was something I found kind of interesting too. Is they had the white supremacists, and then they had the vague counter protesters.
Right.
They didn't name them.
Yeah. Well,
and I believe it was a named group.
Well, in all of this news coverage, the we're getting ad nauseum regarding this event that happened in Virginia. Have you heard any of the mainstream media once mention the anti-fascist or Black Lives Matter groups?
Oh, no.
No, it's all white supremacists, KKK, neo-Nazis, Trump supporters, as if, you know, according to the media, if you're a Trump supporter, well, you're despicable.
Right.
Of course.
Well, I know the KKK was there. I don't believe that's all that was there.
No.
Not at all.
Which, God, grown men wearing sheets today? What a joke. I mean, really? God, these guys should be laughing. I mean, we should be laughing at these people.
We should. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But, you know, what's happened, we've lost the ability to communicate back and forth amongst one another. You know, anytime you have a group of people, I don't care what the group is, anytime you have a group of people, you're going to have diverse opinions within that group. And normally, if you have different opinions or different viewpoints, you can sit down and have a discussion with the people with whom you disagree. And a lot of times you can arrive at common ground and learn how to get along with each other and maybe even be happy with one another.
Right. Or you can agree to disagree because in America, we're allowed to think what we want.
Absolutely. But now the new thing is, well, if you don't follow our narrative, you're not even allowed to speak. You have forfeited your right to free speech. And if you don't agree with us, then they've got their toolkit of epithets that they...
Their labels.
Yeah.
And I was just going to say it's
racist,
the labels.
Homophobe, right. You know, the list is endless.
Yes,
and
it is.
Not once do you hear, well, golly, there's some disagreement. Why don't we sit down and see if we can work something out that's acceptable to everybody? You're not hearing that. When's the last time you heard that? We don't even hear it in the Congress anymore.
No.
You know,
they're
getting
so loud and so noisy. I think that there's fewer and fewer of them, though. I truly do. And that's why they're making so much noise, is they're trying. And I don't think they're getting the following that they would like to have. And I think that's why they're getting so loud and so obnoxious.
Well, it goes
so
back.
Pushy.
Yeah, it goes back to the old thing, you know, if you're talking to someone who doesn't speak English, people think that if you talk louder, they're going to be able to understand you better.
And right. Exactly.
That's basically what we're facing right now.
I think so.
They're loud. They're violent. And we're supposed to pay attention because of that. When the reality is, if we lived in a real society with real people that actually had a set of gonads, we go out and kick their butt, and that would be the end of it.
That's how they did it in the old days.
Yeah.
You know, when my grandfather had to clear out the neighborhood, that the old guys got together, and that's what they did.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hate to cut you off, Lynn, but I'm way overdue
for a
break. But
that's fine. Thank you so much, and keep doing the good work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call, and you have a great day. And with that, we're going to take a break, and I'll be right back.
Roupon Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, makes pawn loans on firearms, gold and silver coins, and jewelry. Roupon Exchange is also happy to buy, sell, and trade from their huge inventory of new and used firearms. And with their extensive variety of items, from tools, electronics, musical instruments, and more, Roupon Exchange is also a great place to shop for yourself or others. So stop by Roupon Exchange at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, and let's make a deal.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz Van Power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
Hey, have you heard about McDonald's new signature crafted recipes? You choose the meat, beef, crispy buttermilk chicken, or grilled chicken. You choose the bun, artisan roll, or sesame seed bun. And you choose the recipe of your choice, including pico guacamole, sweet barbecue bacon, or maple bacon Dijon. New taste sensations crafted just for you. Only at your locally owned McDonald's restaurants in Coos Bay, North Bend, Walmart, and Reedsport.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, in the years prior to America's first, and I'll say worst black president, King Barack Hussein Obama, America was healing from the racism, and we were kind of chugging along, and there were still some vestiges, but by and large, people were learning how to get along with one another, and race was becoming less and less an issue. Racism, when George Bush left office, George II, simply wasn't that big of an issue. It was as though an oppressive drape was slowly lifting. Finally, we're beginning to claim a really strong commonality of we were simply men and women, Americans of all colors, getting on with our lives. And America proved that by electing a black man as our president. Twice. We proved that we were not a racist country. But then once Obama took office, that all changed. And if anything good happened from 9/11, it was at least a tragedy that caused all Americans, regardless of color, to stand for the preservation of the goodness in our country. Of course, at either end of that bell curve, you've always had the exceptions to the rule. You've got wackos on both sides on the extremes.
Right.
But we were then experiencing a breather from the tensions of racial division that had kept us apart for so many years, and we all became just Americans. And I remember when that happened, I had high hopes that the American people were united. We were all Americans. It didn't matter if you're black, white, yellow, orange, polka dot, green. It didn't make any difference. We were all Americans.
Adversity brought us together.
And Obama's entire presidency kept the demons of race hatred and class warfare alive and thriving. At one college graduation, Obama actually told black college students to have confidence in their blackness. Now, can you imagine what would happen?
I'm not even sure
if
what that means.
If a white president, if Donald Trump told white graduates to have confidence in their whiteness, my God, the world would end.
I'm still not sure. Have confidence in your blackness. The whole statement is just, it's almost racist in itself.
It is. And you know, what is this crap of blackness or whiteness? People cannot do a damn thing about what race they're born as.
You know, Jim,
you can't do a damn thing about what sex you're born
right.
as. There are just certain things that you can't change. And the whole premise of America was that people could come here regardless of their race, their ethnicity, their country of origin, regardless of everything, people could come to the United States of America and have an equal opportunity at getting ahead. And for many, many years, people availed themselves of that until we allowed government to convince us that, well, you know, maybe we're just too damn stupid to make it on our own without government's help. Even though we had a number of generations that had done just that, we allowed the politicians and the media and Hollywood and academia to convince us that every single one of us is a flawed individual that's incapable of working with anybody that doesn't look exactly like we do, and that's crap. And this was all promoted by King Barack Hussein Obama and Mooch, his taxpayer sponging wife. And that's where we're at today. And all Donald Trump is trying to do is level the playing field so that it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian. None of that matters. We're all Americans, and we need to get back to that attitude pretty doggone quick. Let's take the last break, and we'll give something else away. I know everybody hates it. This is from the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. Pretty much everybody knows where they're at. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101 in Coos Bay.
I think they built the highway around the Lucky Star.
Yeah. Well, it goes right past.
Right past it. I mean,
and if you're hungry, it's almost impossible to drive past without stopping.
I will be there tonight. I mean, sesame seed chicken, I'm not passing up on that.
Well, you can't win the freebie.
Oh, darn.
Darn. Anyway, they're open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9:30 at night. You can dine in or you can carry out. I think you're going to carry out tonight.
I'm carrying out. I got to take it all the way to Bandon. Yeah.
Or they deliver. I don't think they deliver to Bandon, though.
No, they don't. And I've tried.
Oh, okay. But I know they deliver to Coos Bay and North Bend. Anyway, they're offering to my listeners, one of my listeners, the lucky one, their house special dinner. It includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. A lot of food. It's enough to feed three people. Or it's enough to hog out and take the rest of it home so you can hog out a couple more times. But anyway, I'm going to give this house special dinner from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now and be caller number 3, and you get this dinner, courtesy of Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant, and I will be right back.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair, top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Gibbs RV is posting big discounts on all remaining 2017 model travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. New Wildwood travel trailers, only $12,995 with four to choose from. Stop by Gibbs RV and see the largest selection of RVs on the entire Oregon coast. Discount prices posted in the windows, and we take trades on everything. Easy financing and huge selection. Only at Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay. Online at gibsrv.com. Gibbs RV Superstore.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. And you can quit calling. We do have a winner, but we'll give some more stuff away next week. You know, since liberal media lost control, this is the way they view it. They lost control in allowing Donald Trump to become the president. And privileged white America. We're all privileged, don't you know, if you're white. If you are a white, self-supporting, heterosexual male, you're the scum of the earth and you deserve to die. According to all of these libs, anyway. But if you're privileged white America is expected to sit by and shut up and take all this abuse that the anti-fascists, the snowflakes, the Black Lives Matter, the Hollywood idiots, the communist college professors, and of course, liberal Democrats, we're expected to take all that they can dish out. And that rabble, which constitutes the muscle of Obama's shadow government, is busy punishing America for having elected President Trump. And when white Americans point out that the racist venom, the indisputable produce of 8 years of racist Obama, is being used as a crowbar to pry us all apart, we're declared to be the haters using hate speech. You know, the libs in this area refer to this show as hate radio.
Right.
Now, those of you that listen on a regular basis, and I know there's quite a number of you, has anybody ever heard me say anything hateful? Have I ever advocated any form of hate? Have I ever advocated any form of violence? But the mere fact that I endeavor to come up with factual information and the fact that I refuse to buy in to these flawed ideals, somehow that makes me a horrible person. And of course, if you ask my wife, she'd probably agree. But
well, you know, you're like the kid who's telling the emperor he's wearing no clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't want to hear it. They want to hear about the latest fashion, and that's the problem.
Yeah. You know, all this noise makes about as much sense as destroying all Volkswagens because Hitler liked the car.
Right.
And we need to tear down all the pyramids, of course, because pyramids were built by slave labor. Did you know that?
I did, but I think that's even up for debate. I think that they're discovering that a lot of those weren't as built by slave labor as much as they thought. But yeah.
Well, that's true. But according to the Black Lives Matter right. and the Antifa and all the snowflakes, we need to tear down those evil pyramids. Right. But well, it didn't matter that they were slave labor because a lot of them were Jewish. And the Islamic terrorists have told us we'd better join them in hating the Jews or we're going to be in the same boat the Jews are.
And which is kind of ironic because Christians, Jews, and Muslims all worship the same God of Abraham. And it's
actually that's not true, but that's another show. But
well, we'll have to go into that.
Well, the Islamic God Allah is not the Yahweh of the Bible. Okay, and I've got the proof of it.
All right, well, we'll get into that.
But we'll do that some other time. But, You know, it wasn't the Ku Klux Klan that elected Donald Trump. It was Americans of, get this now, it was Americans of all colors, of all ethnicities, who were fed up with the path that Obama had taken us down, and who were appalled at the possibility of having Hillary Clinton complete Obama's job. You know, it wasn't Trump love, it was Hillary hatred that got Trump elected.
Right.
And I don't make any bones about it. I'm a registered Democrat. I normally vote Republican for one reason and one reason only. They're not Democrats.
Right.
You know, Obama's presidency was saturated with anti-white, anti-American, anti-Christian rhetoric. It was a great distraction. You know, while he was turning America against itself and creating all these divisions, you know, they worked as hard as they could to find as many differences between people as possible, and then they pitted people against each other. That was their strategy.
And instead of looking at our commonality.
Yeah. And while all this was happening, we were oblivious of the even bigger cancer that he was nurturing in bankrupting our nation, opening our borders, and funding nuclear Islam. And now Donald Trump, along with everything else being thrown at him, is being labeled as a racist and credited with all of our current upheaval when he had nothing to do with it. And he did all that in 7 months?
I was going to say,
God,
man.
The guy must be a magician.
He is incredible to be able to organize all of those white supremacists, the guys in the white sheets, and them all on the straight same line.
Well, and don't forget, he got all the Democrat Ku Klux Klan members
right
to jump on his wagon. I mean, my God, the guy is a genius.
And yeah, exactly.
You know, as you read the history of America, in the process, you're going to accrue a little knowledge of the characters who brought our nation to life. In that discovery, it becomes obvious that the founders assumed two very necessary prerequisite ingredients that would always be present if our nation was to survive and prosper. The most important, of course, was adherence to religious principles. And the other, only slightly behind that priority, was that the people be informed. I think it was Ben Franklin that said that this republic will only work with an informed citizenry.
Yeah, the best currency is knowledge.
Exactly. But today, both those components are almost non-existent. You know, we vilify Christianity at every opportunity, and of course, the people are not well informed. They're being lied to by their politicians. They're being lied to by Hollywood. They're being lied to by the media. They're being lied to everywhere you turn. And right now, Trump is being attacked by hostile liberal media, undermined by a deep state full of Obama and Clinton holdovers. And he's even being betrayed by some people in the Republican Party, the never Trumpers, who are never going to accept him. None of these people are ever going to accept him as president. That's the way it is. But, okay, I guess I'm not going to get going. My God, I've got 4 more pages of notes and I'm out of time.
Crank up the radio, darn it.
Yeah, this sucks. Anyway, I do sincerely appreciate all of you folks joining me and hopefully you've gained a little kernel of knowledge or truth or something that you can use in your daily life. I will be back next week. I certainly hope you'll tune in next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.